This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, March 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. DPR again in GOP crosshairs. Newsom strikes a budget deal and Farm Bureau pushes lawmakers on wage rates. Republicans again grilled DPR over registration lags. The Department of Pesticide Regulation Director Julie Henderson was again on the hot seat yesterday defending her proposal for a 36% bump in the mill fee. Just 10% of the proposed new positions funded by the increase would help to improve the sluggish registration and reevaluation processes. As a result, the Legislative Analyst's Office and several lawmakers have questioned whether DPR would meet its goal of accelerating the approval process for new products. To the department, there isn't particularly a consequence to registration delays, said GOP Assemblymember Heath Flora of Ripon, but there's a huge consequence to the ag business community. He pointed out that Cal EPA canceled the use of chlorpyrifos 4 years ago and that DPR has yet to approve an alternative. Flora also pressed Henderson over delays in emergency exemptions for combating pest and disease outbreaks. She responded that a product that would have helped cotton producers last year was instead tied up in litigation. While that played out, DPR worked with UC researchers to identify possible replacements. Henderson said the administration has learned from the chlorpyrifos incident that it needs a process for sending the market earlier signals on such decisions to allow time for developing alternatives. Newsom strikes a budget deal. Governor Newsom announced a budget deal yesterday with both houses of the legislature. Two branches agreed to a set of immediate actions to address a shortfall of $12 to $18 billion. While the leaders shared no details on the deal, the plan is expected to pull back some existing allocations, delay others, and dip into the state's rainy day fund. Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire sharing strong support for agreement, indicating it lines up well with the Senate plan released last week. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, however, struck a more cautious tone. He mentioned the package will not be finalized until early April, suggesting the details are still being fleshed out, and stressed that the process must be deliberative and transparent. Possible VP pick challenged on Trump tariff policy. Democrats wasted no time at a China-focused hearing yesterday, challenging South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem over former President Donald Trump's talk of slapping huge new tariffs on the number one market for U.S. ag products. Noem, who's rumored to be a leading candidate to be Trump's running mate, was the leadoff witness at a House Ag Committee hearing on ways that China poses a threat to U.S. agriculture. The committee's senior Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, challenged her about Trump's suggestion that he would slap tariffs of up to 60% on China. Noem deflected the question, saying, quote, "I think that is a proposal that people are still looking at and having conversations about." Noem recently signed into law a ban on Chinese entities buying farmland in her state. By the way, Kip Thom, a former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. agencies for food and agriculture, warned lawmakers that the U.S. is overly dependent on China for components of crop protection products and nutrients. If China were to shut off those supplies, quote, "the economic impact of farmers, consumers, and our nation would have devastating consequences," he said. This would lead to higher consumer prices and food insecurity in the United States and around the world. This is a national security threat to the United States and our allies. Thom said regulatory changes are needed to bring some of that production back to the U.S. You can read our full coverage of the House Ag hearing at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm Bureau makes AEWR push. Five American Farm Bureau Federation members walked the halls of Capitol Hill yesterday, pressing elected officials for a freeze to the minimum wage rates for H-2A farm workers. The farmers say continued increases to the adverse effect wage rate are endangering their businesses, which they say must compete with overseas producers who don't have to meet the same labor compensation standards. New York producer Karen Reeves told AgriPulse, quote, "Already we're evaluating the crops that we grow, and we're considering whether that's economically viable for us anymore, just because it is so labor intensive." Michigan grower Nick Ullman said many other producers in his area have already pulled back from producing a staple crop, saying, quote, "Unfortunately for us, some of the things we're going to start doing is looking at each crop individually, asparagus probably being one of the first ones cut, and saying, you know what? We can't afford to do this anymore," he said. Now keep in mind, AFBF opposed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which included a temporary freeze in the wage rates. AFBF had concerns with other provisions of the bill, which has never made it out of the Senate. Now take note, a Democratic senator from Georgia, John Ossoff, is raising questions with USDA about how it conducts a farm labor survey that's used to set the H-2A wage rates. Georgia consistently ranks in the top three states using the H-2A program, so the results of this survey are of paramount importance to Georgia growers, Ossoff says in a letter to the National Agriculture Statistics Service. Well, here's today's She Said It. "Some of these programs are super well-intentioned, but I know in the case of the Universal Meals Program, we are throwing millions of dollars into the garbage each and every day." That Assemblymember Cottie Petrie Norris of Irvine commenting on CDFA's suite of programs designed to connect small producers to schools and communities. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, March 21st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.